Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a ball fan with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet.
Rocks!
By the way, someone wants to know if you figured out You were talking about Fat Boy, how you were having issues with deodorant, and you were trying to figure out one that quit making your arm. Somebody texted in and wanted to know, have you tried spray-on deodorant?
No, that seems like it would be worse. I got aluminum-free, and it's Old Spice Peach. I'm like, oh,
ooh, that smells good.
Smells good, but it's got like armpit hair on it, but it still smells
That's
good.
That's creepy.
So it seems to be working.
Your armpit hair?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I thought it was someone else's.
Not anybody else's.
And the other ritual that he does is he always goes right pit first, which I thought was like really cool. Like He's got his, got to do the three swipes, right?
I never get to see your hygiene habits, except you're sniffing the hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah. This, you got to, I noticed you had another fragrance over there.
I've got a connection now for you. I have somebody that I know that's working for the hand sanitizer place that makes really good lotions.
The hand sanitizer place.
I tell you, the connections you make never cease to amaze.
So I'm going
to
get him some new ones because he's been sniffing that bottle for almost a year now.
Well, look, you put it on your hands to sanitize
that same bottle? That means no one's using it for what it's actually.
I use it. Yeah. That's the thing.
You got to sanitize the nose, too. I mean, you got to clean the
I leave
the
it when I
airways,
see.
Man.
I wash my hands during the day here in the sink.
Right.
But I sanitize.
Well, tell us a couple people down the hall how to do it.
I sanitize it when I go use that board over there and when I go home.
So let me ask you this. You're a woman. Fat Boy. No, I'm just kidding. Paige?
Yeah.
I think I told Fat Boy this off the air the other day. I'm a germaphobe like hell, like big time. And one thing that I do now is after I do a deed in the toilet, and I don't mean vomit, okay?
No,
I don't do that anymore. I do that in the Uber. I give them the $150 and I just get done with it.
Wow.
Actually, I don't drink much anymore. I was telling somebody that. Well, no, man. Like, if you're somebody who works out or whatever and you're like, God, I still got this gut drinking, that's where I'm telling you.
You got to come down.
And plus, when you do it, it's like, oh, man, it only took two.
Yeah.
This is nice.
God, those are nice.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Me.
After I do my business, I shut the seat down before I flush. Every
sense.
Time. Even in the middle of the night when I'm like half awake.
Are you afraid it's going to splash you?
I
come out at you.
Ring around.
No, maybe. I think the majority of it comes from my weird germophobia and that I envision what that looks like. Like, especially if you give it a ponder. Like you were there for a while and you're like, God bless, that hurt. What was that? You may ponder and take a peer into the toilet or whatever. And then you flush it and then you just...
You don't courtesy flush yourself before then?
I live alone. I don't even shut the door. It's lovely.
Just a little bit when you do anything
it is
like
that? Great.
Okay.
It is good. Now, it is so bad when I have to take a dump and go to the hallway bathroom and not my bedroom.
There's just a rule.
I don't want to sit there and smell it all night.
There's just a rule in my house, and I still do it. Everybody poos downstairs.
But do you shut the toilet seat before you flush? Do you flush? Because think about this. Because I already read...
I think
stupid
with me,
text that came in.
I flush as I'm getting up because I'm...
But this text right here says, if you're still sitting there when you do it, you don't need to do it. No. You know what you're doing? You're shooting it all back up on your butt. and not
nobody
even
that.
Remnants of other people's dookie and piss splatterings and stuff.
Do you know what wiping your ass means? The whole ass. Like the cheeks and the...
Oh, okay. Thought
well,
you said
you
that backwards for a moment.
For
that. What
That's
is that on the
handy.
Screen? Because I got a good idea what that is.
So this is a scientific video. This is a public toilet where the lid cannot close. It has the seat on it. So this tells you what happens when you flush it. The particles are on the right.
See? No way. Dude, that looks like the beginning of a tornado in Kansas.
Look how high up it goes. That goes a lot higher than I thought it would.
Yeah. So imagine,
because your face is going to be right here, like immediately.
If you're
after.
Looking over it before you flush, or if you're still sitting on it, you've blown it all up your back, all between your legs,
all up your nose.
And literally, like, I'm not being gross. Like, Mark, I promise, this is medical talk right now. But think about that. You're spraying.
Why does it go up in the air, though?
Because it's an injection of air shooting.
Yeah, like it's the funnel.
It's the. Whoo, like, the only place you won't have that probably is in a trailer bathroom where they just, they get, like, trailer. You ever took a dump in a trailer?
That's all I did growing up.
Well, yes, I have not.
It goes, whoa. Like, those things have some pressure sucking on them. They are real, especially the ones at Ocean Lakes. But they like, just suck it right down.
You saw it go up a little bit, but it's going to dissipate, right? Like, it's not going to.
Yeah, but if you're still setting on it, it's dissipating all over you. Or if you're not. And I already read the text for this, too. And yes, that's partly why I go to poop in my hallway bathroom, is because my, I almost said flashlight. What?
Oh, this one's flashlights banging.
My toothbrush is right there. So the toothbrush is catching some of that residuals.
Oh,
like I have a cap on my toothbrush. It came with it.
Like you're going camping with it? Like you got a cap for it?
It comes with a little thing that pops on it. And I got a water pick that I have the same thing on.
So that you cap it every day?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm weird. I am so weird. So weird. Like the other day, I was telling Fat Boy this the other day. I have separate shoes for going to the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I get home the other day, and I go into my house, and I'm sitting there. I'm sitting in my easy chair, turning on the TV, and I'm like, you ever smell something? You're like, God, did I fart and forget? Like, you ever get that?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, God, something bad in the trash can or whatever. And I go to take my shoe off, and I bet I had a 4-inch turd stuck to the bottom of my freaking foot. My shoe.
Farm turds.
It was like the sun had baked it, but it wasn't like, I'm not trying to be graphic, but like, let's just say it was a candy bar. And the candy bar just set out in the sun and it got hard, but didn't melt.
Everywhere.
And then it's compressed into the grid of my noggies.
But you didn't smell it until you got home?
No. Well, my car usually does smell like it nowadays. I mean, I was.
That's awful, man.
Well, the back, there's like chicken feathers in the back.
I would just leave the boots in the back of your car.
No, it'll stink in there then. I usually leave them at the farm.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's better.
But I wore my regular shoes and forgot to take them.
You don't have a trunk either. You're going to smell it.
I should put them things on the roof.
Yeah.
Drop them in the donation thing at Goodwill. So they could auction them off on their website. That was bad. So, yeah. And I don't trust this person. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. I'm a doctor, and I can absolutely tell you that closing it is the thing to do. It definitely keeps... Okay, you're not. You're faking. I can tell now.
Fake doctor.
Well, he may cuss, but he says it keeps that S out of your...
Teeth?
Everything. Like, especially if you're bending over and looking at it right as you flush.
Oh,
you're
God.
Literally just...
You know you're going to be down there licking the toilet seat, so you're probably going to get some of it go up in your nose a little bit.
That's why I won't even throw up in a toilet.
Where do you throw up?
In a sink.
Oh.
Well, it ain't your sink.
Throw it up in the shower like you waffle stomp everything.
Never mind. When I get sick, it's not just watery. It's food that I've eaten that made me sick.
Well, yeah.
You got to put that in your sink?
I mean, trash can's worse, to be honest with you.
Don't want to go there. Because then, like, what are the chances are your trash bag's probably an Ingles bag, which might have a hole in it.
Plus, I mean, it's going to sit there for a few days.
Yeah. No.
You don't take the trash out every day. It's like you can't Ralph in it.
But depends on how big your trash. If you got a 40-gallon thing in there, you're throwing away too much stuff.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay.
And it was the actual car. Turn the damn lights back off.
Yeah, no, get the lights.
Well, the gift time's over.
Oh, thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
To see this.
So I can see good.
Paige, I have sent you an email. Jug?
I don't have an email.
So I've printed this out. The underlying word.
To my phone, actually.
Well, I figured you'd need to see it a little bit bigger than that. That's what she said. So,
I mean.
This is called Test Your Spanish.
Spanish.
We didn't have time to get a theme ready for this.
Yeah, y'all just came up with this last night. Via text. No. I'm saying.
They're like, oh, this is going to be good.
For people that want less than at 6 a.m., you know, just
people
trying to
are
help.
Like, oh, y'all just do 4 hours. Like, no, we text at night.
Yeah,
okay.
Dirty stuff, usually.
So we have the things that are underlined there, Jug, and Paige with yours.
That's what we're going
to
read.
You will read to the other person. Like, Jug, you'll read to Paige. Paige will read to Jug. The phrase that's written in Spanish, your competitor will try to guess what you just said in English.
It's going to be fun.
It's both things. It's both of you things the other person technically know.
I don't know how to read Spanish that great either. So this is...
Oh, you're going to be so equipped when you go to Mexico, you're going to know. You'll be ready to go.
Yeah, right.
Jug,
I've learned more than ever, though, about the track and everything going on. So thank
you. The dead brothers and all that.
I mean.
So here is Jug, as our guest, we would like to give you a choice of going first, or would you like to go ladies first? Ladies first. So, Paige, you will read that first phrase in Spanish. And then Jug has to try to figure out what you just said.
Oh,
and again, you both are saying the things to each other. You both should probably know what you just said in Spanish. Paige?
Yes.
If you would. It's time to test
your
Jug's
Spanish.
All right.
We'll
so
figure it out.
I'm reading the sentence in Spanish. So bear with me. Me gusta manejar rapido en mi carro.
One more time, Paige.
Me gusta manejar rapido en mi carro.
Now break it down. Anything there stick out?
Me and sounds like going fast. That's about all I got from that.
What did you hear fast? How did you, the word fast? What did you hear from that?
One of the words in the middle. I don't even remember what she said.
Was it rapido?
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Rapido.
So
man,
cool.
Something about fast.
Yeah, me going as fast as Xfinity Mobile? Nope.
That's incorrect. Paige, what did you just say in Spanish?
I said, I like to drive fast in my car.
Okay, that was
in
good.
In mi carro.
She does not, by the way, but still.
Paige drives like a turtle in her coche.
Well, because I've gone to the class of shame before when I had 4 points against Thomas.
We call it Alcoholics Anonymous.
She would never get a pit road speeding penalty.
It's called going 82 on 85.
Damn! Hang on! Lead foot.
Damn!
And get pulled over and they...
Boo on that cop.
All right, Jug.
You should have showed him your big old hoo-has.
He wouldn't let me off. He's like, you know, you were going way too fast. And I said, I know, but the person in front of me who I was following is going a lot faster.
He did ask her what she hit, and she said nothing. He said, why did your airbags emit? if you would.
I'm more nervous than driving the race car just trying to read this stuff.
So good.
Let's hear Jug try to test Paige's Spanish.
Paige's Spanish.
Y'all get it. Tua casa o a la mía.
That's a short one. I don't know.
Tua casa o la mía.
Okay, I said it okay.
Yeah. I mean, say it again. I don't want to help.
Do you say Tua?
Tua.
Tu casa o la mía.
Now, there's got to be something there, Paige, that stood out.
It's pretty short.
Yes. Paige is tough.
Paige, what did he
casa
say?
Casa means house.
Or something similar.
Tu casa o la mía.
Oh, taco casa.
It's so easy when you're sitting there looking at it.
You should know.
Paige, you had Mexican friends.
Tu casa o la mía.
What is that supposed to? No, that's not.
Just no.
You're thinking of Madre. That is not it. They play in San Diego. They have a ladies' team called the Madres.
Hopefully not.
All right.
House
I believe we've got to look at the time and see.
I'm sorry. Well,
tu casa o la mía.
I have two houses.
Is that correct? Do we have an audio clip to tell Paige what she just
said?
Oh, am I asking
we
for
do
too
not,
much?
Yeah, because I closed it out and we didn't do it the first time.
What did I know? Sorry. What did Paige just say that is a quote from a movie she was in?
Your place or mine.
Oh! Tu casa o la mía.
I don't think me or Paige are going to score one damn point in this game.
I agree with you.
We're going to be in the negative.
Let's go to round two. Paige, it's time to test jug Spanish.
Y'all get it.
Phrase two.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm going to ruin this one.
Well, you say that before every headline.
Well, I do, but that's okay. But you keep asking me to come back. I'm sorry, I must do that in
You're
French.
Fine.
Esta gente sabe que vino en una cara y no one show de burritos.
Ooh,
burros.
Sorry.
I said it's burros, not burritos.
I wish you did it more than an accent. Like
it
southern.
Is longer. Can it's a longer phrase.
Can you repeat this one, please?
Esta gente sabe que vino en una cara y no un show burros, de burros.
I have no idea, of course. So, wow. I mean, just can I have two tacos, one steak, one chicken?
Oh, so close. Is she right? No. Paige, what did you just say to Jug? He should know how to say before he goes to a race in Mexico.
Do these people know they came to a race and not a donkey show?
Yeah, boys.
It was perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
Nailed
Which
it.
One of you clowns picked that phrase?
That was Fat Boys.
Okay.
Oh, we got time for one more each?
Okay, one more each.
All right, one more each. All right.
Lightning round.
Do you like the middle one?
I like the middle one. It's long.
All right, you ready?
All right, Paige, yeah. Here we go. What is Jug saying that you should know how to say?
Mis testas están a punto de slores de esta blusa de estampado de... Leopardo?
Leopardo.
Leopardo. Oh, my God. I'm terrible. I'm so
Mis
sorry.
Mis titas están a punta de salirse de esta blusa de estampado de leopardo.
You're really good at this.
Leopardo. Punta, whoops.
Sí, bueno.
Wow, now.
Muy bueno.
Enough about your punta.
Something about leopard pants.
Oh, is it?
Is it? Something about leopard pants.
Kinda.
Something on your chest.
Jug, what did you just say to Paige in Spanish that she should know how to say if she ever goes to Mexico?
My Hooters are about to bust through this leopard print shirt.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness.
You both
suck.
I'm not going to.
You both had a hard time.
I'm not. You know what? I'm not going now.
I'm going to do one more, and it's for either one of you. I'll read it in Spanish. You see if you can guess it. Ready?
Oh, yeah. Good.
Fat boy, I'm going on the last one that was sent to Jug. Okay? Jug, don't look.
Ah, hell.
Don't look.
Okay. No solo me huelen mal las axilas. No solo me huelen mal las axilas.
Ooh.
I didn't look, actually. I did glance, but I didn't see it. But and I still don't know.
I don't know.
Paige, do you have a guess for no solo me huelen mal las axilas?
Nope.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Fat boy, do you have a guess?
I do not have a guess.
So you don't know this one either?
Why
the correct answer is more than just my armpit stink.
Oh, yeah. We have a clip in it.
No solo me huelen más las axilas.
More than just my armpit stink.
All right, okay. So you should know how to say that before
I
you go.
Have. How dare I?
You
I
both don't did her. Horribly, and yeah. you both get an F. Fat boy
and I told you that
later.
That would happen.
Well, I mean,
we warned you.
I only knew those answers because of the computer, to be quite honest with you.
Right, that was a tough game.
It was
a
very hard.
It was hard to dwindle down. We had a big list.
And like one of the answers was, drop the green flag, bitch. I'm going to win this race.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Suelta le verde, cabrón, que voy a guarno esta carrera.
Ooh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook comments from our Facebook page when we asked you.
Oh, what is that?
To stop touching your microphone.
I'm
what is
sorry.
That sound?
You hear that?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's some kind of reverb feedback from something.
Oh, no.
Let's hope you can hear it on the...
Oh, let's look at the comments and see. We are live video streaming this. See if there's echo. I just did that on purpose.
Let's see. We should be good there. Let's check a little comment here.
Was someone on your computer, did it make a noise, Patrick?
No. Coach Johnson, Jeffrey, what's up? Jethro, Looper, Josh. No, nobody's saying anything about any kind of echo or
okay.
Any kind of reverb.
It is. I hear your computer is very loud, though. It's like it's about to, like, spin away.
I hear it in my ears, though.
Well, like that, where else would you hear it, you dumbass?
I mean, like it's in the line.
I feel it in my bones, man. I hear it in my ears.
My bones. God, okay. Where do I know that from? What is that from? I feel it in my bones.
Like a lot of when your grandma thought it was going to rain. Somebody
oh, yeah,
getting cheated on.
Grandma thing to say.
Oh, I feel it. I feel it in my bones. It's just going to rain.
Oh, I know what it was.
Cats are running around in a nursing home. Like, I can't tell if somebody went in there and took a dump or if that's cancer.
It wasn't bones. It was Ashley Schaefer saying, I feel it in my plums.
Feel my plums. Feel my bones.
Big, juicy plums. And Reg and Kenny were staring back and forth at each other.
If you've just now tuned into the show, look at the camera. But if you've been listening all morning, thumbs up. What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook comments from our Facebook really? Page where we asked you if we should retire this bit. The only thing that has been changed is the names slightly.
Slightly.
Slightly changed. So.
But you'll know who you are.
You'll know who you are.
Yep.
Not only by your words, but by the fun ways that we came up with your names.
You know who you is.
It's, who you is.
It's the inception of Radio Bits. We're Easy. Actually, like, it'd be like you were watching Dateline, mm-hmm. and Chris Hansen came to your door.
I'd be you excited. Know?
Do you have condoms?
Do you have any condoms?
Would you like to bend over?
Why, yes.
All right.
Is you or is you ain't?
My baby. All right. Here we
Let's
go, boys and girl.
Boys and girls.
Last time until July.
Yeah.
We're doing it once a month now. And also when special guests are available, as you will maybe hear in 1 second. All right, I'm going to fly through these because there's a lot, but I do want to give the mention. Here we go. Playing the role of the narrator is Paige. Playing the role of Dustin Day Jowell is Fatboy. Playing the role of Wendy, I look like a fatter version of Roseanne Barr with blonde hair, Smith, is Matt Man.
Jesus.
What a name.
That's pretty specific.
For real.
Playing the role of Russian Larry is Paige. Playing the role of Sue King Peters is Fatboy. Yeah. Playing the role of attorney Bob Myario is Matt Man.
Oh, man.
Playing the role of Smile McDaniel is Paige. Playing the role of burner account Jane is Fatboy. Playing the role of Elizabeth Ray Vaughn is Matt Mann.
All-time clap.
Playing the role of Amanda White Harley is Paige. Playing the role of Senior Johnson Jr. is Fatboy.
Whoa.
Hang on. There's a you lot. Love that one. There's a lot.
Well, just look at the profile picture. It'll make sense. Oh, Senior Junior Johnson, Fatboy. Playing the role of Queen Joe Green is Matt Mann. Playing the role of, it goes back and forth. And lastly, oh, here we go. Playing the role of Patty Emelison Burnett is... I can't go through all these. It'll take too long.
Yeah, it was...
All right, here we go.
Just go drive yourself nuts.
I know, it was. It was. Okay. Mm-hmm. And action.
The Rise Guys post a poll entitled, Should We Retire Facebook Fussin'?
Hey there. My name is Dustin Day Jowell. I say yes.
Sup, y'all? My name is Wendy. I look like a fatter Roseanne Barr. With blonde hair Smith. And no, do not stop it. But do stop Matt Man from talking too much. Not only does no one care about your animals or any of this family stuff you're always rambling on about.
My name is Russian Larry. Hello, my name is Russian Larry. I say only do it when Jeremy Clements is available to help.
Hey, y'all. My name is Sue King Peters. And hell no. Cancel Truth and Consequences instead. I hate when y'all let people ruin their lives for a laugh.
Hey, folks. My name is attorney Bob Myario, and you blinkers got to let me know when Jug is going to come on the show so I can join in the shenanigans, too. Blink Court.
Yo, yo, yo. My name is Smile McDaniel. I think y'all should ditch celebrity birthdays. That mess is definitely a waste of time.
Hey. Hi, my name is Burner Account Jane. And honestly, none of you are funny. But if I had to pick the least funny, it's definitely Paige.
Hey, hey, my name's Elizabeth Ray Vaughn. And you better keep it. Because I love the voices, but please, like, bring back War of the Roses.
Howdy do. My name is Amanda White Harley. Maybe just do it less. Like once a month. Weekly's a lot.
Hi. My name is Senior Johnson Jr. And I say it's like a good lover. After a while, it's still okay, but not as good as the first time. So do it monthly. I also think and agree with others. Bring back War of the Roses.
Seriously, Senior Johnson Jr.? You know that, like, all those phone calls are, like, fake. Like, they're, none of those things are, like, real at all, right? You realize that, right?
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious. Like, you pay attention to them, like, to all the voices. You'll hear it all the time. You'll hear, like, the same people. It's all fake. Like, I think what they do is they get these actors, and what they do is, you know, sometimes they'll change their voices or things like that. You know, like, that woman, Edith, she's one of them. That guy, Looper, he's another one. They've been on there for a TNC together before.
Hey, hey, hey. My name is Dennis Gilmore. I need to talk.
You said it right, Dennis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you said it phonetically right. It's supposed to rhyme with penis.
Oh, okay. I need to do you a favor Thursday. Been widowed 2 years. It's funny, faithful. Need a date. Can y'all help me out? Online dating is a cesspool.
Sup, fools. My name is Patty. Millicent Burnett. No! It's the best day of the week.
What's up, guys? My name is Reese Todd. Try something different. I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie. You guys have gotten kind of boring lately.
Hello, dears. My name is Grandma Showers. You stop Facebook fussing, and I'll stop listening. Too much stuff is changing in this world already.
Hey, y'all. This is Nikita Jerkoff. And I agree with Grandma Showers. You stop Facebook fussing, and we rot. That's
We rot.
Howdy. My name is Steffi Heineken, and I say hell no. No, that's what I look forward to. It gets me through the week.
Yo. My name is Teeth Paris. Who cares about this poll? Figure out why your podcast keeps playing the same episodes over and over and getting them anew. What? Getting them new.
It says calling them new.
Yeah. Calling them new. I'm sorry. Calling them new.
Like, literally, that was the last line of the thing.
Sorry.
You want to take it like a take two?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Yo.
I didn't say action yet.
Yeah. Oh, listen.
Okay. Get back in character.
Rolling. Action.
Yo. My name is Teeth Paris. Who cares about this poll? Figure out why your podcast keeps playing the same episodes over and over and calling them new.
And that's a wrap.
Teeth Paris. Wow.
Sorry.
Now I got to go back and look at the pictures.
Yeah, they play along well. The ones that were nice, I just slightly changed the names a little bit.
Yeah.
The other ones, I took offense to your comments. I made fun of your profile pictures.
I got
to
look at Fat Roseanne Barr now.
I know. I just like. But I will tell you this. If you don't believe us, go look. What you just heard was real. We've agreed. Weiss brought it up that it's too much. I don't like the analogy of the guy who says it's like sex with a woman for the first time. After a while, you just get tired of it or whatever.
They got to forget.
But try a guy then.
Once a month.
Hey.
Hey.
No. If we bring back pigskin punishments, maybe.
Don't you do it.
And I meant to say pigskin and not pigskin.
You got body blues.
While we're on camera, of course. So next month, get ready, and you will hear the very next edition. A Facebook fussin'.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's a great question. If you guys were doing a version of the great comedy classic, The Three Amigos, who would play who?
You know what? I wouldn't mind being Martin Short because I know you don't like him. And I think he's pretty funny.
I don't dislike him.
Nobody wants to be John Lovitz, though, let's be honest.
Well, John Lovitz wasn't in the movie.
He was in Three Amigos, right? He was one of the Amigos.
No, he wasn't.
You sure?
It was Martin Short, Chevy Chase, and... Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let me look.
Oh, no. Are we having another Berenstain Bears, Nelson Mandela, Fruit of the Loom? Wait a minute. Say those three words that I love more than anything.
We're both wrong.
No, that's not the three.
Who are the three?
It's Martin Short. It's Steve Martin. It's Chevy Chase.
Okay. I thought you didn't say that before.
What are those three words?
You are right.
Well, I would have said you're right, the two words, but nonetheless.
You're right.
I didn't think you said Chevy Chase.
I sure as hell did.
So what the hell was John Lovitz in? He was dressed up as one of these.
I don't know. I don't remember him being in the movie, to be
honest. That's got to be the biggest Mandela effect ever.
Not for anyone but you.
Mandela's
think of John Lovitz.
He was in the movie, but he wasn't dressed up as one of the amigos.
He was not a friend.
No, that's what it was.
He was an enemy. He was one of those. All right, so far it's tied.
Damn it!
Cero y cero. By the way, I can't tell if this text is being sarcastic or not. I've had it up to here with Spanish talk. I'm turning you off till you finish this bit. My God.
That's rude. Man,
who's doing that?
I don't know if they're just being sarcastic or not. I do get irritated when, like, I'm already, like, when I'm watching TV and... You know, because we're in the radio world, but also we're in the advertising marketing kind of side of it, and it's like,
are we trying to get your money?
I get real irritated by like YouTube ads that are not like they promised the buyer. They said, "Hey, we'll get you on 25,000 Spanish speaking TV sets."
You know, and then like, first off, how you doing? I'm American, and I watch everything is in English. So why would you put this on there for me? I don't understand. I think it's poorly misspent money.
Yep.
It's not irritating. I usually know exactly what they're saying because my Spanish is great. It's muy grande. It's very big and vast. All right. Muy full grande. Of crap. How do you say that?
Ariana Grande.
All right. Are you ready?
It's all the Mexican I know.
For round two of
How's Your Spanish?
Round two. So far, cero y cero. Fatboy, para siempre. A ti? It's the easiest one. Para siempre. A ti. It's four words, by the way.
Para siempre.
Para siempre. A ti? I wanted to put more in it, but it would give it away. It's fairly simple.
Is this a famous saying to attributed to a certain military branch? I can ask for clues, can I?
You can, and no. Oh. But I know what you thought it was, but it ain't that.
It ain't that.
Para siempre, Ati.
I don't.
Try to say it with me. Para.
Para.
Siempre.
Siempre.
Ati.
Ati. See, the siempre got me thinking it was like for the Marines, I was going to guess. Semper Fidelis.
Close. You just said forever to thee, which is the mantra of the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Well, I take it back. I ain't saying it.
I was going to put in there go cocky too, but they say cocky the same way we do.
Oh, I would have gave it away.
Yeah. Los Gamecocks. It really is. And there's no like, but like.
I would say forever to pee before I said forever to pee.
Chicken is pollo. So why is there not pollo in there? I know that from Mexican restaurants.
Los Pollos Hermanos, I know from Breaking Bad.
It's the Chicken Brothers. All right. Which round two for me. From you.
Okay.
Paige, how'd I do?
Fantastic.
Thank you.
This one's pretty long, but you took 2 years, so I'm not worried about it. Sabus Como Rudo Amigo.
Wow.
CL Sombrero. Esta saltando, estoy haciendo un poco de humping.
Did you say the last word right?
Yeah.
Humping?
There was no translation for it.
Okay, so it does mean...
I know that was pretty lengthy.
All right, give it to me. I had three words I recognize, so I'll try to patch it together.
Okay, sabes como, rudo amigo, si el sombrero, esta saltando, estoy haciendo un poco... Day humping. I got everybody in the work.
Humping. I heard.
That's not Wednesday.
Dude hat humping. So, dude hat humping? Or did you say rude?
Rudo amigo.
Rudo amigo.
Is it Ruedo? There's no
accent. Yeah. Okay.
Ruedo amigo. Si el sombrero está saltando, estoy haciendo un poco de humping. Si, si.
Hey, friend, don't go humping my hat.
You were very close on these. Very close.
Hey, friend, don't go humping my hat.
Hey, France.
Hey, friends.
What you actually said was, you know how I roll, amigo? If the sombrero's jumping, I'm doing some humping.
The sombrero.
Put that on a hat.
Okay. That was clever.
How many painters do we have right now? Bathroom workers elbowing each other saying, oh, yeah.
You know what?
Cracking up.
Business owners. teachers. Many others.
Many others.
All right. Here we go.
You know a teacher ain't awake right now?
No, it's Los Sombreros. Okay, let me see. We're going to do one more each or two? I got two
more.
Yeah,
we probably do one more
each. Oh, let me figure out which one's better.
Pick a good one. Because I have to do the same. I got to pick a good one.
Okay, here we go. And a couple of these words I've never seen before, so I might not be rolling my R's correctly on this one. Ojalá tu veramos reyes en Estados Unidos. I'll do it again. Ojalá
Tuviero Ramos Reyes in Estados Unidos.
No need to whistle at the end, by the way.
Oh, I'm going to take a guess. It's probably not going to be right, but I feel like it's going to be closer than my other guesses.
Yeah.
I feel like Stadios means states.
Yeah, United.
Oops. No, I heard you say...
Get out now! Leave! You heckler bitch! Ruin the game! Just like some kind of...
I'm sorry,
you're an
excited.
Unpeaceful protester.
I got excited.
I'm just kidding for calling you bitch. I'm sorry.
I'm going to guess you said, and I don't know why you would say this, but I feel like you would do it to throw me off. So you said Jose Reyes.
No, I did not.
And Sergio Ramos.
Ojalá tuvi Ramos Reyes in Estados Unidos.
I'm going to stick with it. Jose Reyes and Sergio Ramos are in the United States.
No, you just said, I wish we had kings in the United States.
Well, guess what, buddy?
I think that was just for yesterday. I think you can have them today.
Wish granted, because I believe we got one. How many people are going to come up here with pitchforks and torches?
I know, they're going to be protesting Graceland.
Oh, Lord.
They are. They're going to be like, oh, my God, do you know who lived here? A king. Lawler's got his house boarded up.
Why can't you give me an easy one like Aki Faridi? I know that means the local news in Spanish.
All right, Probablemente soy diabética, pero no estoy segura.
Oh, you hate Tom Segura.
No, I said, you're probably diabetic, but unsure.
Dang, I don't know which one to pick.
I did both, so have fun with it.
Okay, let's do this one. Yeah, this is.
By the way, the lungs on this girl playing the horn in here right now is incredible. Glad to get her number afterwards.
It's amazing.
I feel like I could give you somewhat of a short one. Como se dice el mayor en el sexo en Mexicano? And I feel like you might get this one. Now I can repeat it if I need to.
Is this something I'll get in trouble for saying? Like, I don't mind if it's funny on me, but if it's...
If you haven't for the other two, this one's mild compared to that.
Oh, okay.
Sexo. I'm not like you when it comes to, like, forgetting where you are. I ain't gonna say just wherever.
That's not true. I have evidence, sir. You did earlier.
Como se dice, because I know what that means. I've heard that one. El mejor en el sexo.
I'm not saying it.
En Mexicano.
I am not saying that.
You sure you don't want to guess?
I'll guess, but you might have to dump.
Because this is 0-0. All right, guessing. I'm used to turning around that fast now. Especially the past few days.
Is it... And this is not me, Matthew Harris, saying this. I'm just participating in a game show right now. Is it I like Mexican butt sex?
No, is it? Well, there was a comment there. You said, in Spanish, how do you say the best is sex in Mexican? Look at that. Now we're 0-0.
The best at sex?
The best at sex.
Oh.
I've never had sex south of the border.
You did too.
I waited. I got to Myrtle Beach.
So you pulled over to the parking lot, didn't you?
Oh, give me a corn dog.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I didn't like my other one, but I'll just tell you what it was.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was, I'll tell you in English. Do you have toilet paper down here, or do I wipe with a bag of burritos?
What did that sound like, though?
Oh, it would have sounded like...
Elboro.
Tienes papel, hygiencio, aqui omi, limpio, con una bolsa de burritos.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, I mean, burritos...
Hold on. This is terrible.
Paige, she thought... Now, tell me if I'm wrong, because I know you're world class and 4 degrees and all this stuff.
No, girls are donkeys.
Okay. I was about to say, because you just said you ate a donkey. What,
hang on.
But burro is not burrito. Unless you did, I ain't making no joke.
I said coon una bolsa de burritos.
Okay. I mean, yes.
You can wipe with a bag of burros if you want.
I thought she was going to wipe with a donkey.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.